Right, you go?
Yes.
Yeah, good evening everyone. Welcome to the Planning Authority meeting for Brighton Council for the month of August. A welcome to councillors, senior staff. First of all, I'll make a statement that in accordance with Regulation 8 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2025, the chairperson is to make a verbal statement at the beginning of the meeting to the effect that an audio recording is being made at this meeting. All persons attending this meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. I would also like to add that Brighton Council acknowledges the Palawapakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, that provide them with the food, medicine and crafts celebrated through ceremony today. Item 3 is apologies and requests for leave of absent. All committee members are present. There is no notification of leave of absence for parental leave. Item 5 is public question time and deputations. There aren't any. Item 6 is declaration of interest. Would anyone like to declare an interest on any item on tonight's agenda? No interests have been declared. Item 7 is council acting as a planning authority. Just remind everyone that we are acting under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993 for all items that we are considering tonight. And item 7.1, item 7.1, lucky the agendas are the same up until this point. We have a slight amendment to the heading that there is no planning scheme amendment. This is just a pure subdivision of four lots at 95 William Street in Brighton. And I'll hand over to Jo for a briefing.
Thank you. The application is for a subdivision, four lots in the general residential zone at 95 William Street, which is the eastern end of William Street, closest to the Midlands Highway. Site's currently zoned general residential and has an area of just under 4,000 square metres. The four lots will range in size between 807 square metres to 1,321 square metres, with each lot having direct frontage and access to William Street. Each lot will be provided with full reticulated services. There's also a bushfire hazard management area around the southern and eastern boundaries, 10 metres wide, as identified in the bushfire hazard management plan. The application was referred to TasWater, Department of State Growth, TAS Networks and TAS Rail. Two discretions are involved in the application. So the first is a requirement to obtain road authority consent prior to lodging to the application to be able to meet the acceptable solution. That wasn't done. So we've assessed the performance criteria. William Street's a 50 kilometre an hour zone. And it's not considered that the proposed subdivision will directly increase the traffic volumes in that area. Council's development engineering team have had a look at the application and considers that William Street has the capacity to accommodate the traffic associated with future residential development. Having said that, it will also be subject to further development assessment at that stage. It's considered that road authority consent can be provided via a road opening permit, which will be required for the crossovers, and that can be governed through that process. The second discretion relates to the site's location within the road and railway attenuation area associated with the Midland Highway and the Tasrail line. Given the location of the site and the existing topography and separation distances, and there's some buffers there to minimise impact from noise and noise, vibration, light and air emissions. The Department of State Growth and Tasrail were consulted. They didn't provide any specific advice in relation to that, but Tasrail did ask us to attach a copy of their standard operating notes, which included a reference to those emissions. We've looked at it and decided that it would be prudent to require a Part 5 agreement on the title just to raise awareness, I suppose, that land within that area, it will be subject to noises from the highway and from the rail line. We also received a representation during the public exhibition period. Those concerns mainly related to future development of the sites and not necessarily subject to assessment at this stage. A couple related to housing tenure and property values, which isn't a planning consideration for us. But it did raise some concerns around traffic. So, again, we referred that to development engineering, and as noted earlier, William Street is deemed to have sufficient capacity for the traffic and is not required to amend the application because of that representation. We have contacted the representor about that separately as well, so that they understood where we were coming from. Accordingly, we think that the application satisfies the applicable standards of the scheme and is recommended for approval subject to conditions.
Thanks, Jo. Councillors, I'll hand over to you for any questions of Jo on this particular item. Councillor Ryan.
I have one question. I've spoken with Lee in relation to the stormwater, whether or not the existing stormwater from the Curtin Channel could be connected up to the new stuff that's been put in front of the subdivision. Lee gave me an answer, but he might like to share that answer with the other councillors.
Yes, certainly. The stormwater was considered sort of with a number of applicants prior to the lodgement of the application. There were a few inquiries. The current stormwater discharges to the northern side of William Street and under the Tasrail in a 300 diameter culvert. So connecting any additional stormwater into that system would require upgrades under the rail. The proponents came back and had proposed to discharge the stormwater from the new subdivision to a nominal table drain on the southern side of William Street. That table drain basically disappears as it goes around the corner past some rail infrastructure. So they approached State Growth and with the plan to discharge the new stormwater to the land immediately to the east and adjoin the existing State Growth roadside drain, which will also be realigned as part of this development. So that was sort of deemed to be the most suitable means of dealing with the stormwater from this subdivision. There may be works that have to happen sometime in the future if the upstream stormwater network ever is increased and we get additional flows going into the system. There may be significant works that need to happen to the system, but the proposed works should be able to be incorporated into those should they occur.
Thank you.
Councillor
Wheeler.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Lee, with the extension of the road on the same alignment of the current William Street, is there any requirement to take road widening from the land to to allow sort of 8 metres from the centre line?
No. So the from memory, the boundaries are fairly consistent
with the neighbouring subdivision, sort of.
Yeah. So yeah. The boundary follows the alignment of all of the properties to the west. So yeah, it's just a continuation of that, and the alignment of the road will follow the existing alignment further to the west.
Okay. Just another thing. I've got a personal frustration with overhead power lines in residential properties and continuing to use those overhead power lines rather than being upgraded to underground. This scenario has a pole well either side of the boundaries of this development, and to use overhead power would probably mean they would want extra poles, I'm assuming.
If I may, the condition on the permit, from memory, is a requirement that new reticulation is underground unless approved otherwise. So, just double check.
I'm just wondering where that requirement sort of falls over. Sort of
find it underground.
Yeah, so we've required that new electrical infrastructure be provided underground, so that the expectation would be that they may run lines from those existing poles to turrets that service the lots rather than additional poles.
Excellent, thank you. One more question. This one's for Joe. Public open space. We have one existing lot, public open space. You're asking for the four lots over the entire property. Is that the case? Not for three.
That's in alignment with the decision that was handed down in December last year.
Yeah, I can see that. And
that's what our policy currently reflects.
Just thought I'd ask a question for the record. Thank you.
Just a question on the bank matter. When I first looked at this, I thought, oh my goodness, they're having it there. Then I realised there's a bank, have a look at the bank there. So I'm glad to see you've got a Part 5 agreement on it, because I was still a bit worried about it, because that round further it finishes, so you do get the noise coming back up there. But I think I'm pretty certain the probably question is that Part 5 will cover any additional noise that they have to put up with. And
it will to a degree, and under the Building Act, like by the time you put your
insulation,
double glazed windows, those sorts of things in, that'll serve to minimise that as well. And obviously, depending on the construction materials, brick house is going to.
That's right, because the house on the bottom side would be more worried about maybe triple glazed windows on that side, that would actually cut the noise down even further. But I don't know if we can enforce that or not.
So, also when the applications are lodged for development, that will then trigger the code again, and we can require some sort of noise assessment or something that will, as we did, you might remember with St Anne's, there was a condition in there that construction was in accordance with the recommendations of the noise report, so they specified what sort of material should be used for the walls facing the East Derwent Highway and things like that. So I envisage something similar to that occurring when we do get development applications for the site.
Thank you.
Councillor. Sorry, another one. Thank you. Joe, with the bushfire assessment and the requirement for the neighbouring properties to keep their vegetation to a certain height, is it likely that these lots will be developed in one hit, or if we have like one person develops in the middle and it's a requirement of, I assume it's the Crown that own the property, for them to mow that the adjoining properties over like 3, 4, 5 times a year. Like, who's actually going to control that?
That will be looked at. So under development standards, we can't ask for the bushfire assessment. It's a Building Act requirement. So they'll look at that, but for this application, they're only required to consider the site as a whole. But generally, bushfire assessment is, you know, if the land is managed, it won't have that requirement on there. So I gather, given the landowner, that it will be a fairly quick turnaround on development, I would assume. But, yeah, I can't sort of predict that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd accept that. I just they haven't got a great history of maintaining that property. So I assume once it's developed, then there may be a better routine.
It's been fairly recently transferred internally within state government. So not justifying, but it may be a change in approach.
Thank you.
Councillors, any other questions of Joe or of Lee? If not, we have a recommendation for approval subject to conditions on page 16 of our agenda.
I'm happy to part move.
Thank you. The recommendation has been moved by Councillor Geard and seconded by Councillor Whelan. I'll open for discussion and debate.
Quite happy with it.
Yeah, other than it's a good consolidation of existing residential land, which tidies up that area a little bit more. So, thank you.
Is there anything further?
Yeah, I'd just like to comment, Mayor, in relation to the provision of advanced trees in the reserve.
Beautiful. Excellent. If there's nothing further, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? It's carried unanimously. Thank you very much. That concludes the Planning Authority meeting for August. Thank you very much for your attendance.
Great.